Good morning. Good morning, my beautiful friend. I'm in my studio, so I've got a little snippet of music to start us off today. Ready? Taking you back. That's all I'm gonna play. It's The Doors. It's a little bit rocking for 6:30 in the morning, but it's the song that dropped in my head because obviously the name of it, it's The Doors. It's called Hello, I Love You. And it just, it speaks to a continuing conversation that I wanna have with you. It's what I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, but hopefully as we're in this conversation together, we get to see more. At least that's definitely what happens for me. The more that I journal about things, the more I make audio recordings, you know, by myself, to myself, the more I make recordings for you, the more I write about it, the more I have conversations with people, the more gets revealed. And I'm hoping that you see this in your own life too. This is one of the biggest, most important things about connecting with people, is that we help each other to learn more, to see more, to feel more. You know, and I'm putting extra emphasis on that, feel more, because this is what I'm thinking about this morning. Is it is June 2022, which means that, you know, we're pretty much almost at the halfway point of this year. And how are we feeling about that? You know, like, it's a good time to just kind of pause and take a breath. It's also summer, and summer is a great time to look for joy, right? There's more light, there's more sort of, you know, nature, abundance and blooming and growing. And I don't know, it just seems like a really good time for us to keep having this conversation about how do I find more connection, more meaning, more uplift, more energy, more joy. How am I finding these things in my life? And I'm going to pose the question to you, as I have been over the last couple of weeks, which is, what is it that sparks you to look for ways to expand the amount of love you have in your life? And I don't mean romantic love. You know, in fact, I think that's something, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before we were talking about, but It irks me in a way. That's a weird word. I don't use that word very often. It irks me that in our culture, you know, frequently if you say the word love, the first thing people think of is romantic love. You know, there's their spouse, and that's fine, except what it does is it sort of limits our way of thinking, because I don't know about you, but certainly for me, when I was brought up, there was sort of this culture of, you know, you're just like focused on finding someone to marry and spend your life with, right? Or you didn't get married, but someone to spend your life with. But the truth of it is, we spend our lives with countless people. Every single day, we are coming into contact with, you know, unless we're not going out of the house, or unless we live in a very rural area, we're seeing countless people. And what is it that keeps us from seeing these countless people as potential friends in our life? Even if it's a friend for a moment, right? And last week, I was telling you that I really wanted to take over the word touch point. And take it over from the business world, because touchpoint is such a beautiful word. And to me, it perfectly describes a moment, you walk outside your door, you know, one of your neighbors is also walking by, and you both pause to say hello. And maybe you lean down and you, you know, you offer your hand to their friendly dog and who's happy to have you pet the dog, and you share a little something funny with your neighbor, something upbeat, you know, and you walk away feeling uplifted. You have a little bit more energy. You have a little bit more spring in your step because I don't know why, really. Maybe it's, I don't know as much science as I wish I did, but I think that those interactions are, is it dopamine or serotonin or what is the hormone of love? I can't remember. But I think that something actually chemically gets activated in our bodies that makes us feel better, right? And then it snowballs in the best of ways that when we feel better, we start to feel better, right? So that after you have that little interaction with your neighbor, then the next person you see, you're more likely to smile, and there you go. So that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I've been talking about, and it's what has my attention big time right now. And I'm going to pause here for a sec. Two things. I'm going to go get some coffee because I forgot to bring my coffee in. Two is I actually have two little snippets of audio that I recorded this past week since I last talked to you about this. So if you're gonna hold on, of course you're gonna hold on because you're not even gonna probably notice when I piece this together. Forgive me in advance for any sort of wonky piecing things together. I'll do my best to make it a little bit seamless, but what I'm going to do is I have two again. I think they're just like 1 minute long each. So very tiny, two different people that I was having this conversation with this week and what they said, and then I'm going to come back and I'll tell you more. Okay. Stay tuned. Okay. Hi, it is June 3rd, 2022, and I'm on the ferry to Sausalito with Aimee. And I just asked you, I'm going to repeat the question, because you're such an open, giving, generous person, what do you think it is that allows people to be open?
I think for me, it's vulnerability. And sometimes when you go through, you have a weak moment, maybe it's health-wise, maybe it's like psychological, mental, but it's vulnerability that brings you to a place of openness where at the point you're kind of, that's all you have. So your walls break down and you become more open to other people because you've already lost probably the toughest part of you sometimes.
You know? That is so good.
Thank you.
So one of my other questions is when someone, like we all know, like when someone's sick or someone's died, we tend to be more vulnerable. But let's say that it's just, we're just going about everyday life. And what I'm curious about is how do we enable ourselves to be open and vulnerable then?
Wow, I think that's a tough question because I think some people tend to be closed off, and I think the pandemic has been really tough on a lot with, you know, isolation and not being able to be open, and they have social media to connect with or associate.
Right.
So I think at some point people are going to be open when they need to be. It's like a survival technique in a sense. Like a dependency on someone, something, a service, or like a feeling, because it's, you know, every human reaches a point where, you know, you just have a threshold of tolerance, right?
Yeah.
And you need to reach out.
You know, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to pause it there. That's perfect. Hey, I decided to pop in between the two audios because I wanted to underscore something from the first person. I think I said this, her name is Aimee, and I met her yesterday. I was taking the ferry to go meet my friend Trisha, and Aimee and I started talking, and we ended up talking about, obviously, this question of when you meet someone in the world who is open, and how that happens and what it feels like, and how for the two of us, we were both talking about how uplifting it is. And even we use the word healing in our conversation. So what I wanted to point out that Aimee had said that seemed so important to me is when she used the phrase, the walls break down. And I think that that's it's such a great metaphor, right? That when we're out in the world, when are we sort of fortified with those walls, sometimes walls of thick stone to keep us quote unquote protected from something, right? I thought that was an interesting thing to think about. Like when do we have the walls up? The other thing that she said, she started with actually, was the word vulnerability. And I guess those two go hand in hand, right? When we are willing to take the walls down, we are more vulnerable. But vulnerability is also being open, right? So it's an interesting thing, right? When we put the walls down, it's almost like anything can come in. But that's the nourishing, nurturing, positive, healing things as well as anything else. And so maybe that one of the things we need to think about around being more open in the world is that awareness of following our intuition around where it's safe to do so. That's what came up for me when I listened to Aimee. I'm going to go ahead and play for you the snippet from this next one. I don't think I introduced her because this was part of a much longer audio I did, but this is Stacey Bartley, who is a relationship coach that I met online years ago, she and her husband. And then just last week we met in real time. They live in Sacramento. I live in San Francisco. We chose a halfway point to meet. And so this is us in person at breakfast. And I'll play that little snippet for you.
And I think this is the million-dollar question. I'm always asking this. If there's no catalyst, like a death or health, I mean, we don't want it to get to that, right? Mm-hmm. How do you inspire people to break out and to be more vulnerable, to be more connecting, to be more loving, and to remember how important that is when there's no external catalyst? That is a million-dollar question.
Well, and there could be an internal catalyst, because I'm lonely, because I'm sad, because I know that I need more in my life. We all kind of know as human beings that we're kind of losing our zip and our vitality and our reason and purpose for living. And what's interesting about that is if we don't push against that as a form of resistance, then we tend to just roll with that emotion. And I don't know, some of this is maybe educational that we should be taught or we should be teaching, that part of being in this environment and the world in which we live in is we have to push, you know, meaning that yes. You know, if we want to develop our bodies, we have to do some weight training or run some miles. You know, babies are pushed out, seeds pushed through the ground. There's gravity pushes us down so we can stand up and walk. And if we want things to go in a different direction, we've got to finally turn and push.
Okay, I'm back, and so are the doors. So now, the reason that Hello, I Love You, this song dropped in my mind is that I've been having these conversations, as you just heard a couple snippets, about, first of all, why it's important to be more open and connected in the world. And then, of course, the next question is the how, which is what this song brought to mind. But before I get there, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I wanted to just say a couple words about that snippet with Stacey, which was, interestingly, I think she and Aimee, even though those two have, they were far apart. One was last Sunday, one was yesterday, one was in Fairfield, California. The other was on the way to Sausalito. They don't know each other, but they both spoke to this place of vulnerability, and they both also spoke to how isolating and lonely people can be right now. And I think that that is so true, that there's a way in which the world, because of the pandemic or because of just increasing violence and vitriol and, you know, for whatever reasons, there's a lot of reasons that we both literally and figuratively shut ourselves in, right? And had to protect ourselves from one another. And I didn't see this till just that when I said that, protecting ourselves from each other was something that became a way of life. And maybe part of what's happening for me with this wanting to reach out to strangers more and more right now is literally what Stacey was saying about pushing against, right? I thought that was so valuable when she said, you know, people are lonely, they're sad. A lot of people are losing their sense of meaning, they're losing their energy and zip. And if we don't push against that, we will, you know, like a snowball down the hill, that will be the thing that gains momentum. And, you know, before we know it, right, we're protected even more, right? All those layers of protection will build up. And what I've been finding in these tiny moments with strangers is that when I am willing to push open and push against those walls and doors that I put up in everyday life, there's so many riches, right, in connecting with people. As I said earlier in this voice note, and I hope you'll experience this for yourself or just imagine for yourself, that there's a lot of energy that gets released. There's positive chemicals that get released in our bodies. There's something inexplicable that I don't even know, but it's like we're social creatures. And when we connect to another human being on that real, I'm going to call it a love level, you know, that touch point with another human being, it in itself is a sense of safety. So it's interesting that, you know, there might be right now for many of us that sense of, you know, we need to shelter in place to protect ourselves from, you know, the dangers of the world. But it's an interesting thing that it's like actually connecting with people can be fortifying, can be healing. You don't get to hear the rest of Aimee's story, but what she and I talked about is that she had a huge health scare where she didn't think she had very long to live. And it set her on this path of a whole new life. And part of that whole new life for her is connecting with people. And she talked about how healing that is. So I know this is kind of a lot today. I don't usually piece together different audios and but it felt important to me because this has been a conversation I've been having throughout the last number of weeks, ever since, you know, as if you're just tuning in and you haven't heard these before, it's like I was in Europe last month and I started interviewing people, 1-minute interviews, and asking what they love about their life. And it opened up so much for me and has continued to do so as I've continued to do these interviews with people back here in the United States and seeing for myself what it is that allows me to be open and to connect. It's so much easier not to, right? So the reason that I'm playing this song, Hello, I Love You, is that I wanted to leave you, in case you wanted to or were inspired to push a little, as Stacey said, in case you're thinking, oh, I could use a little more zip. I could use a little bit more sense of connection in the world. I, you know, even though maybe you have tons of great friends or family, maybe you love your colleagues, there's something about having more love. If that appeals to you, you know, more life, more love, then just I'm encouraging you to just try it. you know? And how do we have a touch point with someone? It starts with just sort of saying hello, right? And not a cursory hello, how you doing, but a real pause of hello, you know? And then, you know, I think to me, one of the easiest ways to start a connection is an authentic compliment. And because it's something that if the person wants to continue a conversation, they can. If not, they'll say thank you and walk away. But this is actually what happened yesterday with Aimee and myself. She started it. We were in line for the ferry, and she just said, "Oh my gosh, I love your style," right? Simple as that. And we talked about this later. I could have said, "Oh, thank you," and then turned back, you know, turned around. We were in line, not facing each other. And, but I didn't, you know, but I just happened to tell her I was wearing some clothes I got at the flea market in Lisbon, which I was delighted with the flea market and with my purchases. And so I started talking about that, which led us to talk about travel, which led us to this whole conversation about connecting. And we ended up riding the ferry together and just had a lovely connection. So if you're willing to try it, I want to say that I think that that is a really easy way in. Hello. You don't have to say, "Hello, I love you." That might scare them off a little bit. Hello. You know, I love your smile, or I love your bright energy, or I love your shoes. You know, I love those glasses, you know, whatever. If they have an animal with them, it's a really easy way to, you know, "Oh my gosh, hi, you know, I love your dog, you know, will he mind if I pet him?" Any little tiny way to open a door. See, isn't that funny? I love that. The band, of course, is The Doors. All this time I've been talking about walls, and I just said open the door, which is another way of saying breaking down the walls. I love how life does that. It's like a little, I just feel like it's a little wink from the universe saying, "Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah." Okay, open the door, just open the door. And even if the other person doesn't walk through that door with you, I can assure you, you will be changed, right? Because what you've done is open the door. You've expanded already into a bigger space. So I'm gonna leave it at that. And please know how much I love you, how much I'm glad that you're here, how much I appreciate you, how much I really value that we can have these conversations about how to connect more, how to love better, how to have deeper relationships, how to feel more alive, how to find more meaning in our lives. I mean, we're here for such a short time. Sometimes it can seem like, you know, we've always been here and we're always going to be here. But think about all of the people who walked on this planet who are no longer here. Countless, 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 right? But we're here. We have this moment. We have this life. What do you want? And if you're feeling at all, like there's a part of you that wants more zest, more meaning, more connection, more life, try this just once this week. Just reach out to someone, say hello, compliment them, and see what happens. And I hope you'll let me know. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.